Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, your show is going live.
Lord,
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Good. Right. Amen.
Today?
Say that again.
Go to church today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I brought Brother Rich to church today.
I'm sorry, I'm barely hearing you.
Rich went to church today, too.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Well, God is doing a work. That's what we believe in.
Yes, we are.
Amen. One day at a time. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Good. Sorry about that.
Would you like
to open up in prayer for us this evening?
Sure. Let's do it. Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we humbly come before you this hour, God, to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us and keeping us from last week up until now. Thank you, Father God, for being with us throughout the day as we've been in worship with you all day long. Now, dear God, before I go any further, I just ask that you forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed up from earlier when we last spoke with you up until now. Anything that we've done that was knowingly and unknowingly not pleasing within your sight, dear God, we ask for forgiveness. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to bless this day, Father God, the day that you have made and in which we are glad therein, Father God. We pray that all things that be done on this evening, Father God, in your name be done decently in order. We pray, Father God, that in all things that you are glorified, O Lord God. And we ask that you bless those that are going to be participating on this evening, Father God, in the program. Bless the ministry here at GQ Palace, Father God, Spiritual Sunday. Bless the owner, Rich Archibald, Father God, Rich Money, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to lift him up, oh Father God, continue to strengthen him, Father God, continue to encourage his heart as he seeks to be more and more, Father God, like you, Father God, as he continues the journey that you've placed him on. Bless our host, oh Father God, Lavina Polite, Father God, as she goes forth working, oh Father God, and doing your will, continue to strengthen her and encourage her, oh Father God, and let her know that her work and her laboring is not in vain, oh Father God. And bless all that are associated here at GQ Palace, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God. Continue to strengthen and bind them together as a one, oh Father God, as a family, oh Lord God, as they set forth to do the work that you've placed within their hands. Bless all the listeners. Bless the speakers that are going to come on, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them speak with clarity. Let them speak with Holy Ghost boldness, O Lord God. Let everything that be said and done, Father God, be again glory and honor unto your name. And we love you and thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you will do. And we're believing by faith that you've already answered this prayer, and we submit it to you this day in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Well, we usually go to a song, but we're going to bring on our first caller, okay?
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good, good. You finally pushed that one button, huh?
Yeah. Would
you like to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for today?
Well, I'm thankful for a lot. I got up and I went to a new church this morning that I felt more at home with than the church I've been going to. I'm trying to get more spiritual and trying to get God in my life more, so I'm trying to join a church, but I got to find the right church. And for a couple of years, I've been going to a church that I go just to say I'm going.
Okay. Mm.
And I really, you know, haven't got much out of it. So I was glad to go to this church this morning, and I felt a connection with it, you know, when I walked in.
Excellent.
So, I'm thankful for that.
Excellent, excellent. That's excellent. That is excellent. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that you've been, you know, looking for, you know, a home versus, you know, how some people usually don't look for a home. They just go, you know, to a church and they just see if they could fit in at that church. But, you know, you're destined to find, you know, which one you feel comfortable with. And I'm, you know, I thank you for that. Minister, what else would you like to give us encouragement?
Amen. Matter of fact, that's something we talked about at my church this morning about attending church and being in a church environment. I wanted to stress that to the folks there, and it's something that's important for all of us here to understand is that we're never going to find a perfect church. Amen. That's just something that don't exist, and the Word of God doesn't even suggest that that the church is perfect. Christ said that He came for those that were hurting, those that were not doing well, and that's the church. But what we should, what our focus has to be, and how we secure and solidify a relationship with God, is that when we go to church, we got to go seeking Christ, and not anybody else. Because if you do, you're going to get discouraged, and it's easy to get discouraged when we look at the people that we find in the church, amen, because you know what? They're no different than the people that we run into on a daily basis and even in our families. So, amen, I just encourage you, just continue to seek after God. When you seek God and you seek to have a strong relationship with Him, then that's the goal, and He will always come true because He's true to His word. He says He rewards those who diligently seek after Him, and that's what we have to do is just keep our mind focused on Him. And it's nice to be able to go to a church where everybody is operating as we would like them to operate, but that may not happen. But don't let it discourage you, because
the church I was going to. If the people was friendly and everything, it's just that I just didn't have that, because I know I heard T.D. Jakes say one time that people just, you know, they go to church and they always find fault, but maybe the fault is you, you know, like, you know, but it's not that the preacher, I like the church and everything, it's just that it's not making me motivated, and it's me, it's falling on me, but I am seeking spirituality.
Uh-huh. Well, see, that's good. You said it. You identified it yourself. So then there is nothing. It was nothing with the church. It's with us and our commitment, and which is all right. That's us. God wants us to be honest with ourselves and honest with Him, because He knows. He knows anyhow what it is that we're doing and what we're not doing. And and one of the things is you're absolutely right, sis. We have to be mindful of what the problem is. One thing I will say though, that it needs to be a Bible-based believing teaching church, because if not, you're not gonna get what you really need out of the association, which is to be taught and so that you can grow and mature, because that's what God wants us to do. Other than if that doesn't happen, you can't go out and do what the Bible says on Matthew 28. You can't go out there and compel others to come into Christ, because the goal of the church is to get the members prepared to go out and speak to those that are lost, not the pastor.
And that's what I'm not getting. But it's like I'm looking for the word, like things to encourage me, because I don't know the Bible and I'm trying to learn the Bible.
Amen.
But I'm not quite getting. Like today, I went to church and the pastor, he spoke all the way through a verse and explained what he was saying, and then I got the meaning of what he was saying.
Okay.
Where I haven't been getting that, you know, at the other church. I just go and I, you know, I pray through it, and you know, I feel uplifted when I go to church. It don't matter, and I don't know nobody there. Like when I first moved out here, I asked some coworkers, "Oh, could you take me to your church?" Then I realized when I was out there in the life that I could go to a club anytime I wanted to by myself. So I said, "Well, you know what? I'll find my own church." So I went to, you know, I just got in the car and I said, where this car takes me is where the church I'll go to out here.
Amen.
So the day I went to another church and I liked it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you go to Sunday school and Bible study?
I need to go to Bible study, but I work 4 to 12 and it messes me up with trying to get, but I know I need Bible study.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Sunday school my church don't offer. But I think the new church that I went to today, my coworker got off of work, which is the biggest part. She got off inspiration. She got off of work. She worked from 12 to 8, ran to Bible study. When Bible study was over, a Bible school was over, she ran back home and got ready for church and came back at 10 o'clock.
So you mean Sunday school? Right.
Sunday school.
Yes. All right, and reason why I suggest that, sis, is because you know what? We may not get everything that we need to get to grow and learn out of the sermon, because that's really not going to do it all. That will give you some things that you need for maybe that day, that week. But as far as gaining the understanding we need to understand about the Bible and when what the Word of God is saying, that's where Sunday school and Bible study, that's where that comes from.
So I'm going to get up and I'm going to start going to 8 o'clock for the Sunday school.
Amen. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
I thank y'all.
And we thank you for calling in.
Okay.
We're going to go to a song real fast, and then we'll come right back on the air. But thank you for calling in, Ms. Sandra.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
All right. God bless you, sis.
Okay. Thank you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to. And I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Never could have made it. Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Minister Weather, see you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to just bring on the... Go ahead.
You know, I have one thing, sis. I was just listening to that song, and you know what? I thank God for grace and mercy. I'm going to do a clean-up job with what I done did to my brother, Pastor Marvin Sapp. I've been misapplying his song in an analogy that I'm going to show enough, clean that thing up right now. Sometimes I was using his song and just the title, to say that, you know, we haven't made it until God calls us home. But Pastor Sapp was ministering based upon a situation that happened in his life. And the application for that song is that whatever struggles that we find ourselves going through, whatever problem situation that we find ourselves going through, we don't get through that unless God is helping us.
Right.
And his point was he never would have gotten through what he got through if God had not been on his side helping him.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stop beating up on my brother like that. And you know what? That's important, too, because unfortunately, you know what happens? That's the same thing that happens in the Word. Folks take the Word and misapply that thing and make it fit whatever they want it to fit.
That's right.
So I just thank God for that because he always does things for a reason, and I think that was a good teaching moment right there. That song is certainly appropriate when people are understanding when they're going through something. And when they look at it, that situation, and they really take time to look at it, they never would have got through that thing on their own if God had not been there on their side.
That's right. That's right.
Helping
Amen.
Them all the way through it.
Amen. We're going to bring on one of our special guests. We have Minister John Armstrong. Minister Armstrong, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yes. Awesome and blessed and blessed. And I'm just thinking about that song and saying that never could have made it. It's just the testimonies of those that overcome. It says in Revelation 12, 7 to 12, These are those overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. So everything we go through is just a testimony of a life which we are, those that are Christians, to show the others that God will take you through a situation.
That's right.
He won't let you go through something that you cannot go through. You know,
that's right.
He allows you to go through something to make you even stronger, so you'll be a testimony to someone else.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Yes. It was a time I was 07. I was driving in the city of Compton for my brother. I was going to his house, getting off work in Gardena, and it's on Martin Luther King's birthday, 07, and as I was going to my brother's house from work, my brother came out and said, would you go to the store for me? So I said, yes. I, on my way going to go in the store, I got shot. This was in the city of Compton, and it was a young kid, maybe about 16 or 17. They never caught the kid. But I ended up in the hospital. The bullet went through the door that I was driving in the car, and it hit me to my left hip and came out my right. With the grace of God, I didn't panic. I made it back to my brother's house. I called the paramedics, and I ended up in the VA hospital. I'm a veteran. And one morning, when I was laying in bed, a man came in my room. So usually all the doctors would come in the room and they'd talk to me, you know, and see how I'm doing. But this man came in and he put his right hand out at the foot of my bed. When I went to shake his hand and look at his face, it was brightening in the sun, and I knew that was the Lord. And I had to cover my face. So that was my testimony, letting you know that the Lord is real and he has risen, and he's doing things for his people, just to let them know that he's still here. And each day that we see him, we breathe, it's because of him. And it's a blessing, and it's a testimony that every day is a holiday. We should be thankful, even that I'm still here, alive today, is a testimony. And I'm thankful to Jesus for that, and to be able to tell others about that, to know that he is real. Amen.
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 And I do thank you for your testimony. Your testimony is going to definitely save, you know, the lives of others, and it's going to, you know, just give them encouragement and motivation that they can continue on after something, you know, so, you know, traumatic happening to them.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. We do have Minister Weathersey on the line with us. Minister Weathersey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What a powerful testimony, right?
Amen. Amen. Well, anytime we have an encounter with the Lord, something happens. There's gonna be a change that's gonna come forth. And it's going to be powerful in nature, whether it's something that happens with us or whoever we come encounter with.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song real fast, and we come back from the song, we're going to take another caller.
Okay. Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure. Hold on.
Alright. Hello? Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams. It's hard to sleep. I can't eat. It's scary, you know?
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seems like life is getting real strange. Anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TD Jakes.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
Your heart is heavy.
Every burden I will bear.
See, but you don't know my
pain.
I'm getting so sick and tired of all. Just got laid off and I topped it off the rent's due. So tell me what I gotta get.
Well, see, trials come to me.
You strong.
Storms won't last
long.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side.
Everything's gonna be alright.
So thank you for calling.
It's always
good to hear from you. Yeah, but I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi, you're on the cover of Time magazine.
See, but you're looking at now, and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Back when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. Life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong. When your smile is gone,
I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said,
yeah, but see, y'all don't feel my pain. And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. Laid off and to top it off, the rich dude will tell me, Bishop, what I gotta gain.
Didn't I tell you trials come to me and those old storms?
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, the thumb you got to know, God still cares.
Thank you, Pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father,
Father,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please help me.
Please help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
My heart.
My heart.
My soul.
My soul.
Please take me.
Take
control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
Now.
Now. So alone,
although your heart is heavy,
and even in the midst of all of you, and when you're sick and tired of all the rain, remember that the rain won't last always, and in Christ Jesus, you got so much to gain.
You see, the trials come to make it, and the storms won't last.
Remember, my brother, my sister, it's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go,
that's something you've got to know.
God is still there.
We've been made to suffer now.
And he told me to tell you.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. With us, with me, I have Minister L. Weathersby, Minister John Armstrong.
Yes.
Are both of you there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We do have our second special guest has called in. We're going to welcome Pablo from No Limit Outreach.
Amen.
Mr. Pablo.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I could hear you okay. God bless you guys. I am honored to be on your show today. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you.
Amen.
We are all the way here from Orlando, Florida, which is pretty and the sunny state, how they call it. And enjoying the great weather over here and everything like that. We've been in this ministry, No Limit Outreach, been in ministry since 2011.
Okay.
We are a ministry that we go out into the streets, into the slumbers, into the darkness, and we preach the word of God to the people that really out there are seeking for it. And, you know, some the drug addicts, the prostitutes, and everything like that, we concentrate mainly on those kind of things. And that's what we've been doing since 2011. And, you know, I could really say that God has truly blessed this ministry because, you know, it's like I tell everybody, it's like we do what Jesus Christ told us to do in this world.
Right.
Just go ahead and go out there and preach the word and preach the gospel and heal the sick and cast out demons and all that good stuff.
Amen.
And I am honored to work for the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a lot of testimony myself in my life that, you know, I used to be an alcoholic back in the days. And, you know, I went through a divorce and everything like that. And I became an alcoholic, and I used to go clubbing all the times, and every time I used to go clubbing, I used to see all the homeless people and everything like that, and everything, always something touched me in my heart and said, you know what, someday you're going to reach out to them. And, you know, I used to think it was just me being drunk. And then 2011 came in, and I received a vision just to go out there and feed 100 homeless people, just give them bags of sandwiches and give them Bibles. And we started doing that, and we just started outreaching to people. Now we are writing plays to different churches about life and just pretty much spreading the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, since 2011, that's what you've been doing. Is it you by yourself, or do you have, you know, a couple of members with you? Is it a whole team? What is it?
Well, the way it started in 2011, when I received the vision, I went to the barbershop, because when I received the vision for me to go out there and feed the hungry, I spoke about it in the barbershop. You know, in the barbershop, you know, everybody hears you out. You know, the barber is always there. And he's like, so what's going on today? And I'm like, well, I received this thing in my heart, you know, to go out there in the streets and feed 100 homeless. And then he's like, really? Man, I feel this too. Why don't we all team up? And the first time we went out in the streets, I remember I read the Bible that morning. And it said, in the Bible, when Jesus sent out his 12 disciples to go do his job on the streets. And that day, when we got all together and we teamed up, I counted everybody, and we were 12 of us that same day. And I was like, my God, this, you know, you're out of control. And we went over there, and we didn't know what to do. We just went ahead and gave them brown bags and the Bible, and he just told them, God bless you. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. That's what we did. And that day we felt so good because we ever did that. You know, we were like, oh, my God, I never did this before. You know, we felt really good and all that. And then, you know, of course, when you do something for God, all you do is go up and up and up and up. You know, there's no going back.
That's right.
And then, you know, my heart started feeling for more. And then my heart, you know, started feeling for the bad of the beautiful. So we go out in the shelters every Valentine's. We have an outreach going on Valentine's. And we go up to the women's shelter. We give them flowers and we let them know, like, hey, even though men fail you, there's a man called Jesus Christ that he will never fail you.
All right.
And, you know, and that's what we do. We started doing that Valentine 2011. And then we started working out with another foundation, which they work with children with cancer. And we give them toys and all that. And, you know, we just keep doing that. We went back in the streets. We go in the streets all constantly. Last year, at the end of 2011, I started writing a play. It's a play called Breaking Shadow. That's what it's called. And to be honest with you, I'm the type of guy who I hate to read and I hate to write. And real, and I was like, my God, are you serious? So I started writing this play. It's about this young man. He used to be a believer. Then he stopped believing because his parents got divorced. So what he did is he found the easy way out, because he was a good kid in school. He was a smart kid and everything like that. So he found he found the easy way out, which through the drugs and all that, because that's why it comes to every young man. You know, sometimes we want to take the easy way out and the easy way and everything like that. And you know, we don't know what we're doing. We just see money. Mm-hmm. We want to do it, most of us, you know?
Right.
So this young man, what he does that. And then he gets addicted to the drugs. He gets kicked out. They kick him out of his house. And then once they kick him out, he goes out and live with his buddy, the one that got him into drugs. And his buddy and him, they get into a confrontation at the club because of a girl. And then he ends up homeless with nowhere to go, addicted to drugs and all that. And then I'll have one of the guys, and one of the guys go up to him as a character, reach out to him and tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's when he gives himself to Jesus. And then his life do a big turnaround. And so he graduates school and stuff like that. And then at the end, you know, I have a surprise ending at the end. Well, when I wrote this play, I wanted to launch it in 2012. But sometimes life brings us a lot of surprises that, you know, God gives us stuff in life that we sometimes we want to say, you know, why is this going on? But I usually say, you know, when God gives us something in our lives, it's because he wants to see how we are with our faith.
Right.
2012 came in, and 2012, January 3rd, my younger brother passed away in a car accident.
Mm.
I was like, wow, you know, this is the year that I was really going to take the group up and, you know, take this play out there and all that. And then my brother, he was just not just an ordinary guy. He was my brother, you know. His birthday is the day before my birthday. We used to work together. He was 25 years old. And all of a sudden, bam, done. But you know what I did? I said, you know what, Lord? You took him with you. My faith is still with you. This pain and suffering that I'm going through inside, I'm going to give it all to you. And I know you're going to get me through. And God did get me through all this. Last year with this play, and we did 4 different locations, about 30 people got saved last year.
I give
God the praise for this because, you know, I say, you know what, Lord? I know this happened for a reason. And, you know, it's like I tell everybody. Sometimes we don't know what God's reason behind it. But the true thing is we could trust God that he will take us to the right path.
Amen.
And that's what I tell everybody. You know, it's like, you know, we don't have to know what God's reason behind it. But if we are God, he could take us to the next level. He's like, don't worry, my son, I got you. And I depended on my, you know, and then I was there with my best friend. He was with me throughout the whole thing. You know, he was the one that helped me design the logo for the group and everything like that. At the end of the year, he passed away. Last year, he had cancer. He beat cancer, and he passed away with cancer. And, you know, and now I'm just, you know, we're still going on. We're still going strong. We did the play last 2 weeks on January 18th. And, you know, it's funny how everything goes because last year, throughout the whole year, 30 people got saved. This year, one play, 20 people got saved.
My.
Is showing something that God is working through the atmosphere and is working on each and one of us part. And throughout the play and the homeless ministry and all that, what I did is I divided the group into 2 groups. I got the play ministry, which is the drama ministry, and then I got the homeless ministry, which they take care of that. You know, the people from the homeless ministry, they got to come into the plays. They have to be with us, you know, participate. And the people from the place, they got to go out there and get dirty, too. You know, I don't want anybody to just sit there and be clean all the time.
That's right. Sure.
And that's what we do. You know, we do have a website, which is called NoLimitOutreach.net. And you can, you know, find us on Facebook under No Limit Outreach Group. We do everything out of good faith. Everything out of good faith. You know, I talked to a pastor one time. Pastor asked me, how much do you charge to bring this play? And I told him, how much is salvation? That's what I told him. He's like, what do you mean? I said, how much, what's the value of salvation? He's like, it has no value. Then why would I charge you to for somebody to be safe? He's like, son, you're coming in. You're coming right here. and you know, it's like, I want to share something that if I have the opportunity to meet Jesus Christ and develop this personal relationship with him, I want to share this whole great of blessing with everybody, you know, because I don't want to keep everything to myself. Because just as well as everything, all that hell came into me last year, another blessing, a big blessing came into my life as well. Because that's how God works. God sees how you work.
That's right.
If you keep the line, if he sees like you're stumbling and stuff like that, if he sees you're stumbling, all I do is, I just get my hands up. When I'm stumbling, I'm like, Lord, please take me, hold me. I know you're going to take me there, you know? All I got to do is just keep walking. Well, I have a daughter of mine that I haven't seen for 13 years. Never seen her at all. Last year, she contacted me through Facebook, and she said, are you my father? And now, this year, we're talking face-to-face through FaceTime. She's telling me how much she loves me, how she wants to meet me. And I got lawyers for this little girl. I got nobody could have find her. And I put my trust in God, and I told God, you know what, no lawyers could do, what no judges could do, you did it. You did it. And, you know, this whole weekend she was talking to me and all that. And my she met my other kids from here, and it's like, wow, you are amazing. You are amazing. Everybody in the group, how everybody changed, you know, because usually my group, what I do is the group that I have are people from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell them these two rules. I said, this is what you got to do to be in this group. You got to have a willing heart and an open heart. Open heart to allow God to come in
and
do what he has to do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you still drink beer, if you still smoke pot, if you still look like that, who cares? Just allow God to work in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be willing to move as well, because that's
right.
where the willing heart comes in. Be willing
that's
to
right.
be do the things for the God, you know, do the things for the Lord. Because that's how I did it. I used to go to church all my life, and people are like, oh, you're going to be a great preacher. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, wow. But, you know, if I wasn't drunk, I was hungover. You know,
amen.
I used to every Sunday, I used to go there crying. They're like, are you crying? I say, yeah, I'm crying. Why are you crying? I say, because the Holy Ghost. But inside of me, I was like, no, I'm crying because the hungover is killing me right now. That's
amen. Amen.
So, you know, they prayed over me. They did everything over me. But my heart wasn't willing. You know, I wasn't willing.
That's right. Amen.
All we got to take that step. And once we take that step, it would say, God, take me and do what you got to do with my life, and I'm willing to roll with you. He will do whatever you got to do. And that's what he has done. You know, I mean, we started out the group, and, you know, and I never thought that we were ever going to be where we are now. I thought last year was just going to be 2011. I thought 2011 was just going to be a year thing. But, you know, I ended up, you know, making logos and everything like that. And, you know, we just keep growing and growing and growing. It's not just the group. It's just our spiritual lives.
Right.
Our own personal life. My personal life. My wife became a way better life. You know, we have a healthy relationship, thank God. My relationship with my children became healthier. And everything like that, because I give it all to God. That's what I tell everybody. When you get married, put God first in your relationship.
Come on, sir. Amen.
If we try to solve problems ourselves, we ain't going to solve anything.
That's right. Amen.
We could do what we like I tell everybody, we could solve our situation for God to solve our problems. You know?
All right.
Well, that's what we've been doing. Hopefully I said enough.
Amen. Amen.
Man.
Look, now, Minister Austin, I know it's a couple things you
want to
say.
I'm just listening to my brother. That's an amazing, amazing testimony he just gave. He said quite a few things that really caught my attention. I primarily like the idea about him moving on the vision that God gave him, and all I heard throughout the whole process was trust. He trusts when you trust God. And he said that, you know, he didn't know, didn't understand what was going on. And, you know, Levine, I got that song, Pastor Smokey Norfolk says that even when you don't understand, just trust the plan.
That's right.
Amen.
When you don't, and you can't hear his voice, just trust the plan. And that's what God wants us to do, is total trust. And then I also heard something that I thought was fantastic, fulfilling the Great Commission, because that's what the Bible tells us to do, is to go to the hedges and the highways. It didn't say come to the church and get comfortable and sit up in the pews and just sit there and feel comfortable within yourself. You're supposed to reach those that are lost, and I like that. And not only that, I like the collaborations that came forth, because we're here to help one another. And when you're really about the business of God, it ain't about, well, this is my idea and I'm the only one that can do this. No, we should be looking to partner up with any and everybody that's like-minded. And like my brother said, they got to have two things going for them. You know, first off, their heart has to be open, and then they got to be willing to be used by God, and recognizing that all and everything that happens is to God's glory, to his honor and praise. We can't take no credit for none of this.
Amen.
This is the work of God, and I like that. I'm really excited about it. I think this is a good thing. I got to try to see how we can hook up with my brother. I like this.
Absolutely.
I really do.
Absolutely.
I really do. I like it.
Right, and they can contact you through your website and through Facebook as well, correct?
Yes, or you can write to me at nolimitoutreach@hotmail.com.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that you said you had a couple of testimonies, and you sure shared a couple of testimonies. And, you know, I just encourage you to just stay encouraged, and you're doing an excellent job. And, you know, to be able to have the faith and the trust to continue on after each year, you know, something, you know, bad happening in your life, you know, that's a wonderful testimony, because there's a lot of people where, you know, something traumatic happens and they can't pick up the pieces, you know, but you picked up the pieces and you kept going, and, you know, you took that energy and you used it and continue to use it for something positive.
If you want me to say something, the way that I picked up the pieces, I could honestly tell you and let you know, I don't know how I did it, but I know God was involved.
Yes.
I know that for a fact, because if it was just me, like I told everybody, it's like if it was just me, I would have been somewhere in Miami Beach, somewhere laying around, somewhere drunk, you know. But the way that God gave me this courage and this strength, not just for myself, but to pick up my whole family and let them know, don't worry, He made it to paradise. He made it to the place we all need to be at.
Yeah.
Let's just follow His example, and let's go on and do what we got to do. We're here for a purpose. And I remember the day of His funeral, what the priest said that day. He said that God doesn't care the time that you're here. What God cares is what you have done for Him. And those words always will stick always to me. It's like, you know what? If that's what God really cares, I'm going to give God what He really cares about. To do what He called me here for, to live under Him. You know, a lot of people always preach about heaven, heaven, heaven. But we, you know, if we walk the right path, if we are doing what we're supposed to do, even though hell is around us, we could bring heaven up in earth. That's what I tell everybody. Heaven could be right here, because we're walking with the Lord at all times. Peace will always be in our hearts, no matter what. And, you know, it's an experience that, you know, it's not something that I saw a brother do. It's not something that somebody told me about it. It's an experience that I went through in 2012. You know, 2012 was one of the worst years recorded in my whole life, but it's also the best year, because it's the year that I feel that God molded me to be a person in this year of 2013.
Yeah.
And whatever I go through this year, God is molding me to be the next person in 2014, because what I tell everybody, when we are dealing with the Lord, we always have room to grow. I don't
care if
for 1 year or for 40 years, God is no limit God. And He will expand His way and He'll say, okay, you were ready to graduate to this level. And then when you graduate, He's like, you're graduating again. And so, you know, it keeps going and on and on and on and on. And, you know, that's how I live my life now. And you know, I tell everybody, you know, it's like we're a straightforward team. Everybody in my group is a straightforward. I tell everybody, we are the body of Christ. Any ministry that want to be with us, want to join us and all that, we are more willing to be with them and join with them as long as we go in the same vision as the body of Christ.
That's right.
Because the body of Christ has the head, which is Christ, and then the arms, the legs, and everything got to move the way it's supposed to be. Not everybody could be the head. Everybody, you know, some folks want to be the head. I'm like, no. Sir, you need to calm down, because that is God's job.
That's right, sir.
That's right.
I'm just like, I said, who are you to judge everybody over? You go over there. You're the pinky. You're the pinky toe. Stay on your pinky toe side.
Amen.
Right.
Don't let the pinky be the head, you know?
That's right.
And even if you're the pinky toe and you feel like you're not important, you are important, because
everything
in the body is necessary.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and take another caller, okay?
All right.
All right. Just hold the line.
Yourself sometimes. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Welcome back to Jesus Palace Spiritual Sunday. Minister Weathers, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and Pablo, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to bring on a caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hey, everyone.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm okay.
No, you're not. You know I know you. No, you're not. What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just, I don't know. I don't feel good for one thing. And today is like the 40th year of my mom being gone. And it's just a lot on me right now.
Okay.
I just want everybody to pray for me.
I know the anniversaries of, you know, the family members that passed is extremely hard for you, you know. And, you know, we're here for you. You know, we're definitely here for you. Whenever you need us, you know that we're here. And, you know, when it's the end of the show, we'll definitely do our prayers for everyone that's requesting prayer. Do you have the flu there?
Yeah, I called my doctor and they said that because it was like over 48 hours, it's just going to have to run its course.
Uh-huh.
So, he just told me that I need to stay like in the warm and keep my blood sugar checked because I'm at risk, you know, of pneumonia. So, I just been laying around, you know. Like I said, today has just been hard for me.
Yeah.
I know she's in heaven smiling down on me, but, you know, I was young when she passed, so.
Mm-hmm. And how long has she been gone now?
40 years.
Wow.
40 years.
No.
I was only 11 when she passed. And, you know, it's just, you know, on top of all the things that happened to me, you know, when I was in Alabama, you know, when she was sick, just all of this just came back today, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's just been hard. So,
Sis, what triggered it today?
Uh-huh.
I said, what triggered it today?
My mom, today is the day that she passed 40 years ago.
Today is the day, the anniversary of her passing 40 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, 40.
Okay. Yeah, I understand what you're going through, sis. My mother passed away 43 years ago in November, and I had some issues up until 2011 that I had been dealing with for 42 years that was wearing me out, and I didn't even know how bad it was wearing me out. I had one day I just spoke that I was not going to go through another year in Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
Christmas, March, which is her birthday, and Mother's Day, the way I've gone through in the past. And what happened? Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I get into a funk and depressed, and it wasn't just a day or two. It would go long, and then once I retired, it made it easier for that to happen because, again, I was isolated. And when you're not doing anything and you're not allowing yourself to be active, these things will come upon us. And I just could not. I saw that it was not. It God showed it to me. It wasn't not good for me. For me to not only for me personally, but for what he had me to do. So I had to release that thing because the enemy had been beating me up, and I ain't even know it. Because I came home and found my mother dead. At the age of 17, I came home and found her dead. And,
wow.
And the enemy was beating me up because over the years, I've been able to help people. That's what I do. And
right.
I help people deal with a lot of things. And then the enemy had me, you know, questioning myself. If you, you know, you're able to help all these other people, but you couldn't help your mother. And God let me know that I could not have done that. But in order for me to be able to help other people, I had to go through what I was going through. Like Brother Pablo was talking about earlier, God, we go through things for a reason. And
right.
So that God can use us for ministry later on to help somebody else. So
right.
I understand what you're going through, but I tell you, you know, I try to explain this to people. Breathing is not something that we can quantify and say that it should be done in XYZ amount of time. It's according to the
right.
individual.
That's
but
right.
what I will tell you that it's good and it's vital for the grieving process that you have family support, friends,
mm-hmm.
and a good church home. That will
right.
allow you to get through the grieving process and eventually get to acceptance. Now, you won't ever forget because we shouldn't. We should have
right.
memories. We should have precious memories of the loved ones that are passed on. But they're not going to – those memories will not handicap us and make us ineffective.
Right.
There are a lot of other things that go on that treat – now, you identified this being the anniversary, but I guarantee you there's something other things that are going on in your life that cause this to come to the head.
That's right.
And to hit you the way it's hitting you right now. It's just not your mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not your mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's the conduit for this. She's the one that is channeling through because we can say this is the anniversary for her. But there's some
right.
other stuff that's going on that's causing this. And,
that's right.
And that we have to deal with that. That's why I'm very adamant about this. When we're going through things and we find ourselves being bombarded with something, you have to find a way to release that, because when you don't release it, what you end up doing is stockpiling things. You keep putting things down. I'm not going to deal with this now. I'll deal with this later. I won't deal with this at all. And you just keep putting things on top of another, one on top of another, one on top of another. And then all it takes is one little thing as light as a feather to be added to that pile, and it will send us off the deep.
Yes.
It will send us off to the deep. And a lot of times what happens to some people, especially if they're not spiritually strong, it breaks them.
Right.
I mean, it literally breaks them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a breakdown. So I understand the pain. Trust me, I really do. But I'm telling you, there's something else that's causing this. There's something else that's causing this deep hurt right now. That has to be dealt with.
That's right.
I was gonna. I had told Lavina Friday I was gonna go and spend the weekend with my daughter in Philadelphia, you know,
right.
but this flu came on, so I didn't want to go down there and be around the baby and everything, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't planning on being home. You know, I was gonna go to church. And then I was going to, you know, because there's a church down in Philly that I, you know, used to go to as well. And, I mean, I just had my whole weekend mapped out. And then I just started feeling real, I was feeling bad all of Friday. And I had told her, I said, well, if I feel better, you know, Saturday, I said, I'll come down. And, I mean, yesterday was just rough. I mean, I just laid around all day.
Mm.
You know, and right now it's like my whole body is just aching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really wasn't planning on being home today. I wanted to be with my daughter and grandson, you know, going through this. You know, she didn't know anything about her, but I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I agree with Minister Arthur C. You know, love you dearly. You know I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, there, of course, there's, you know, there is more to it, you know, and because, I mean, we have a lot of, you know, the anniversaries that come up, you know, or family members that's passed. And, you know, I've been, like, racking, you know, my brain a little bit of different ways that, you know, that would comfort you, you know, and help you, you know. But, you know, I'm trying to, you know, figure out exactly, like, what is it, you know. Because I think it's more. Maybe it's, you know, not having the closure that you wanted possibly, you
mm-hmm.
know, or something in that, you know, something in that nature.
I mean, mm-hmm. I knew her, but I can't say that I really, really knew her. But, I mean, what, 11 years old, you know, and then I had to go down there and be with my aunt, you know, where all of the things happened, you know, of me getting, man.
Can I ask you a question, please? Do you think that if your mom would have been alive, that the things that happened to you would not have happened to you?
Yeah, because I would have never had to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never had to go to Alabama, stay with my aunt, or I wouldn't have had to be, you know, subject to what happened to me and everything.
I got another question too, T. What do you think about the relationship between you and your daughter?
Me and my daughter, we're good. You know, she's got her little things and problems, and I've just stepped out, you know, because every time, you know, I say something about, you know, me, when it comes to the baby, you know, that's my main concern right now. It's him. I mean, I trust and believe. I love her. I'm concerned about her. But it's more so of him, you know,
okay.
Because if she's going through something, he shouldn't have to be subject to it. It's just...
Right. But you and your mother were close.
What I knew of, yes. I mean, you know, I was the baby of 8. Well, it was 12, but like 4 of them died young.
Right.
But I was the baby. You know,
but
6 years later, my father passed. It was
okay.
Like I had nobody.
And at the same time, you were going through the situation that was happening, you know, to you.
Right. And
right.
Then, you know, I got pregnant with my oldest son, well, my only son. You know, I was 20 when I got pregnant with him, but, you know, it was a lot going on, you know, and it was just like, I don't know, you know, and I envy a lot of people nowadays because especially if, like, they're talking down about their parents and things like that, and I tell anybody, I'd give anything in the world to have my mother and father, you know, I really would.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of, have you ever tried to, like, get any type of counseling for everything that has happened to you?
I've had counseling before, and this one doctor told me that, you know, I was reaching out for love, but it wasn't love where I needed to get the love from, you know, it was from, I don't know, I can't really remember how she said it. And, I mean, I've never really talked to anybody about what happened to me until I open up to you guys.
Right.
Well, from what I'm seeing, you were a young lady. You were always seeking for this type of love that, you know, will fill you up completely. And apparently, throughout all these years, you haven't found anybody that filled you up completely the way that you wanted to be filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of beat yourself up because in your heart and in your mind, you think that your mother was the only one capable of giving you that love.
Right.
And now you find out that, you know, I went through all these guys, I went through all these persons, and it's, I met different people, but nobody's fulfilling what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Here's what I could tell you this. This is just an advice, whether you want to take it or not. It is up to you. The true love in your life, he's been there since the day you were born.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is open up to him and allow him to come in 110% into your heart and say, I am all yours. And I could guarantee you that your life will change completely. It is not something that it might happen, and it's not something that it maybe it will change completely. And that I will guarantee you. And I'm going to tell you something else. All these years that you've been beating yourself think about this. You can never take these years back. Life is precious. Enjoy every second of your life as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a mom and you're being good to your daughter, keep doing that, because if you were not able to receive that from your mother, at least you could do that to your daughter and your children. You
mm-hmm.
understand?
Yes.
Enjoy every second. Enjoy every minute. Enjoy every day of your life, because those are precious times that they will never come back into your life. But
mm-hmm.
if we stay here depressed and pounding and beating ourselves up, that's what the enemy wants us to think. He wants us
right.
to always be depressed. He wants us to be beating ourselves up, because he knows for a fact that God has a purpose in each in other's life. So what
that's
he
right.
does, he's going to trigger you through depression. He's going to trigger you through things that really get you all hyped up. He's going to trigger you through all those kind of things. And when the enemy sees that you get moved through whatever he triggers you, he's going to keep pounding you and pounding you and pounding you and pounding you until you never get up. Because he knows once you get up in the name of
mm-hmm.
Jesus, you're going to go out there and you're going to speak his word and you're going to do God's purpose. So
right.
he's doing this not because you're going through this right now. He might seem like he's winning. He's doing this because of what you can become
mm-hmm.
once you get up. And once
right.
you get up, he knows that you're going to speak the name of Jesus, and you're going to repent the enemy by the name of Jesus, and he's going to have to flee. So right now, he thinks that his feet, that you are under his feet. But you got to think about this. The day at the cross, when Jesus shed that cross in that, shed his blood in that cross,
mm-hmm.
the enemy is under our feet. Don't let the enemy make you think that he's over you.
That's right.
Let him know for a fact that he is under your feet. And if he's beating you about your mom, say, you know what, devil, you're a liar, because I know my mom is in a better place, and I got Jesus Christ that he's giving me the love that I need.
Amen.
And all you got to do, you got to be willing. You got to be willing to open up that heart.
Amen.
You know? And there was a reason. You know, you had a plan this weekend to be with your daughter. You had your whole weekend mapped out and everything like that, like you said. But it's
right.
never your plan. It's always God's plan. It was a purpose
right,
of you staying and for you to call.
I believe that, too.
Somewhere.
I believe that, too.
You know, that's what
I really do.
Right. Right. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come back and take a couple more callers, okay? Please just stay on the line, okay?
All right.
Cocaine, y'all. It could as well have been me. cause it could have been me.
You know that song was for you, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That song is similar to T's testimony. Right
that
now,
is my testimony.
That is your testimony. You know, besides you going through a lot with today being the anniversary of her mother's death, that song, you know, for those people that listen to it, that is her testimony as well. What we're going to do is we're just going to bring on another caller. Welcome to DQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
It's Pastor Butler.
Hi, Pastor Butler.
How
Hello.
Are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to my sister T, and I just want to say to you that you had some very encouraging words on tonight. From our, I believe his name is Brother Pablo. Is that Pablo Medina?
Yes. God bless you. Yes,
God bless you. And of course, our brother, Minister Arthur, God bless you on tonight.
God bless
and
you, Pastor.
I tell you, Brother Pablo, I mean, he hit it right on the nail. And so did Minister Arthur. You know, you mentioned that. You know, so many times when we get in a place of a lonely place. You get in a lonely place and it seems like nobody is around, and then we start reflecting on loved ones that are gone, and we start reflecting on the bad things that have happened in our life and how we were treated. And that's just the image. And let me just say this to you, and that's when you got to pick up Sister T. And you did the right thing tonight because you got on the phone and you called. You said, let me get connected to my brothers and my sisters. our help comes. This is we need each other in times like these, and you're in a low place right now, my sister. And the word of God let us know. He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden." And he said, "I'll give you rest." But what my brother Pablo was saying is that what's missing in your life is that love, that fulfillment of Jesus. Because let me tell you something, even in your lonely place, when you begin to reflect on him and you begin to speak his word, and you after a while, you know, the joy of the Lord will begin to flood your soul when you start thinking of the goodness of Jesus. Because we all have burdens. That's why he said, "Cast your burdens upon me. Give it to me." He said, he makes the burdens light. Nobody, he's the only one that carries our burdens away, the heavy loads, the things that we keep carrying, the weight that weighed us down. God wants to take this burden up off you, my sister. He don't want you to carry this another year. Because let me tell you something about your mama. If your mother died in the Lord, she didn't die, she slept away. And she ain't thinking about us. She ain't thinking about my loved ones, ain't thinking about us, they ain't thinking about us, because they said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I just want you to know, to rest on that assurance, that our loved ones are not thinking about us. They're not. They don't even know what we're doing, because the scripture lets us know the dead knows not what the living is doing. They know not what we're doing. So just know that if she's gone home and she's with the Lord, it is well. It is well, my love. It is well. Sometimes we don't want to say these things, but we have to. It's real. It's true. And give it to the Lord. Give it to him. You got to give it to him, and you got to really let it go, my love. Mm-hmm. The enemy wants to keep you oppressed and depressed, but you got to come up out of that. Come up out of that. Stay around your loved ones. Get in the house of God. Occupy with him. See, do you go to church?
Yeah, I was going faithfully. I went last Sunday, and because, like I said, I knew that what I had to do, and I went last week. I was planning on going this week, and I got the flu right now, but, I mean, you know, I know that this is what I'm going to do. I got to do it. So.
Yeah, you have to, sister, because you know what?
No, I know.
You don't get strong by yourself. You get strong by others. The Bible says, we reach back and we strengthen our brothers. And it's important that you get in the house of God, and that you can get built up in your faith and your walk with God.
Yeah.
Because he wants to fill every void in your life. Yeah. Every void. Because he loves you. He loves you and he cares. And he wants you to know that you're loved.
Well, I know that,
you
yes.
You are so loved. So loved. And after a while, you're going to be looking back and you're going to see, wow, God did it. Only God can do it. Only God can do this. Only God. But you got to trust him. You got to trust him. And you got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's another thing that our brother Orpher said tonight, about that trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to trust him. Oh, God, we have to trust him. And I've lost so many loved ones in my life. We've lost so much, so much. But it's only God. It is only God.
Oh, yeah.
And
right?
He wants to give you joy for your sorrow. Joy.
That's right. What we're going to do, T, stay on the line. We're going to bring on another caller, okay?
Okay.
Before we do that, Brother Pablo.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing with the time? I know the time is from 7:30 to 8:30.
Yes,
I don't.
I was gonna tell you guys to be blessed. T, remember, trust in the Lord at all times. Okay, never let go. You know, find a home-based church start reading the Bible. Read the Bible, you know. Reading the Bible is a good way to communicate with the Lord. It's a good teleport right there. But, I mean, just keep moving forward, you know, and trust in the Lord at all times. Because one day when you're going to do it, you're going to look back at this year, you're like, I remember that day when I started trusting the Lord and my life changed for the 110% degree. So just trust the Lord at all times. All right, God bless you all. God bless
you, bro.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're just gonna bring on another caller, but we're gonna go to a song real fast, and we're gonna bring on another caller. Everybody, just down the line, okay?
Okay.
All right.
They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice.
back to Gigi Palace Beautiful Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. For all the listeners that are listening, just press 1 to go on the air. The for those of you who are listening from the computer, the number is 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air, or you can just listen to hear the show. We're going to bring on another caller, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Gigi Palace Beautiful Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Hey, Shelley.
I'm good. How's everybody doing? Hey, T, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay, well, Diva, I was listening to your testimony and everything, and that was deep, and I just want to say I'm praying for you, and I love you, T.
Thank you. Honestly. I love you, too.
Yes, Mama, that was deep. You know, wow, we all do sometimes, but, you know, wow, that was deep. That was deep. How's everyone doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. Thank you, of course, for calling. I know the Super Bowl is on right about now.
Yeah, I was just on my way home. I'm like, I got to call in to the Spiritual Sunday show and press 1 and, you know, do what I need to do. Basically, I'm thankful to be here today. I'm thankful for my family, as always, my friends, my circle. My mom shared something with me today, which she tries to, you know, some parents try to hold back on things that are going on with them as far as being sick. And my mom told me today that she has diabetes.
Mm.
And I'm just asking for prayer right now, if I could get that, please.
Yes, you can get that, Shelly. towards the end of the So it's the end of the show, probably about like 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
We'll do a prayer for everyone that's requesting prayer. We'll definitely say a prayer for everyone. We did have on two special guests earlier today. We had Minister John Armstrong and Brother Pablo from No Limit Outreach Ministry Outreach Group from Orlando, Florida. He joined us earlier this evening. Right now we do have Minister Arthur L. Weathersby and Pastor Butler is on the air with us now. And we have a lot of listeners. We have a whole lot of listeners. So even though it's Super Bowl Sunday, you know, and a lot of people are watching the Super Bowl, we do have a lot of people that are listening to the show, which, of course, is a great thing. And I'm hoping that they're enjoying the show, you know, as well. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay. See, what I wanted to just tell you, though, is we know the struggle, you know, with going to church and, you know, finding a church home, you know, but, you know, I believe in my heart, you know, that if you just give everything to God and just give it all to Him, you know, and just trust Him with everything, you know, not just one thing, trust Him with everything,
mm-hmm.
You know, I believe in my heart that you'll be fine, you know. People always say, okay, well, you can't tell someone when it's enough to keep mourning someone that's passed. You know, I believe that you know, when the mourning gets easier for you as
mm-hmm.
you continue to go through it, you know. And at GQ Palace, you know, we've been a part of your life for a long time now.
Yeah.
You know,
that's,
and we've been,
that's
a fact. Yeah, we've been with you and, you know, anniversaries, you know, of deaths and birthdays and everything, you know, we've been with you. But I think that the healing process, you know, has to start, you know, somewhere. And,
yeah, that's true.
You know, from everything that you were, you know, explaining, you know, I think that a lot of it comes from, you know, the fact of, you know, your mom, you know, dying when you were 11, and then you had to go to a place that wasn't a safe place for you, which caused you some pain. And with the pain that it caused you, you know, that pain plus everything else that you went through, which is, you know, your testimony, you know, what they're saying is looking for love, you know, and you're not finding it. But the one love you need is right there. You just have to open up your heart and just accept it, you know, mm-hmm. and be willing to do it. And I think that that's something that, you know, you do need to do, you know, from a sister, you know, I'm telling you that you do need to do that, you know. It's easy, you know, people would say it's easy for me to say that, but I know you, you know, and I know that once that healing process starts for you, then everything else will become easier to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
It'll definitely become easier to deal with, you know, once you start it, you know, but you have to be willing to start it yourself. You know, God already knows what's going on. It's up to you now to say, you know what, I give it all to you, and I know that you'll do right, you know, mm-hmm. and just be a willing participant, you know, to allow him to work through you, you know.
Amen. And Brother Pablo made a real good point about, you know, about the willing, being willing and allowing God to fill you, because you just did the same thing, Lavina, and so did Pastor Butler, because, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that sort of fits this, and it's the one that God used for me to get up and move, and that dealt with the man at the pool of Bethesda. The Bible says for 38 years this man had an infirmity. And he was brought to this pool every year at a certain time, for an angel of the Lord came down and troubled the waters, and anybody that got in there quick, fast, in a hurry would get healed. And Jesus came upon him, and people were stepping all over him, and Jesus said, well, you know, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm waiting for somebody to put, you know, to put me in the pool so I can get healed. And Jesus asked him, would you be made whole? And would you be made whole? And told him to rise, take up his bed, and walk. And the man got up after 38 years. He laying around there waiting for somebody to get him into the pool. And Jesus came and says, here I am. Would you be made whole? And he rose and he walked. He didn't step in any water at all. Jesus supplied him what he needed. Jesus Christ is the living water. He's the bread of life. He's our all in all, and he's looking to supply all of our needs. We just have to trust him. That's what God has shown me the last 3 months or so, that once we put our total trust in him, he will move. Because
you know,
that's what he wants. That's what he
that's
wants
right.
of us.
You're so right. You know, if I could say something right off of that, Minister, about 3 weeks ago, it doesn't matter, you know, how long we've been in this walk with God. We still, when I said to you earlier, we still have burdens. We still have some issues that we're still dealing with it within ourselves. That God is still delivering us every single day. I'm still
mm-hmm.
being delivered every single day from something.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 weeks ago, I was in revival, and it was in a week of consecration. And I was sitting there in church, and the message was going forth, and the Lord spoke to me just as clear as day. He said, will you trust me with your whole heart?
Oh, my God.
I had been wrestling with myself and with the word, what God had said about the promise, you know, what God had said to me. Let me tell you something. I sat there, and I looked up to God, and I said, God, I didn't give you my whole heart.
Mm.
And I'm here. I am thinking I gave him my whole heart. But
mm-hmm.
I was still holding on to something, because I was holding on to my past, not wanting to get hurt again, because
mm-hmm.
not really trusting with my whole heart. I'm like, because I don't want to get hurt again. But, you know, because God said, he said, would you just give me, would you trust me with your whole heart?
Mm.
I didn't know I was still holding on and not letting go. And fear had risen to not accept what God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know God has somebody for me, because he promised me. But I really wasn't letting go. I was really holding on. Like, not afraid to let nobody else in my heart. But God was like, I need you to give me your whole heart. Would you trust me with your whole heart?
I tell you,
tonight I'm being so blessed, because God is saying, I got you. If you would just trust me and just give it all to me. Just like we sit down in a chair, right? Sometimes we don't even think about if the chair is going to hold us up. We just step it out, and that's total confidence in that chair is going to do just what it was created to do. You know what I'm saying? And God said, would you just come to me? Would you just give it all to me? Give me every aspect of you, every part of you. He said, I got you, baby. I got you. If you just let go and let me have your cares, your burden, and just give it all to me. I want it. I want to take it on. I want to relieve you of this. So God loves us so much. That's that love. That's that soul love that can't nobody touch. Can't nobody touch that place. It's a place in him. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I'm sorry, Lavina, but I feel him in my spirit right now because I decided that I was going to give God my whole heart. I said, no, I know you ain't going to hurt me. I know you're not going to hurt me. I know you're not going to disappoint me because he never, ever disappointed me. Man has. But he never hurt me. He never turned his back on me. He's always there. So, God, I told him, I said, yes, God, I give you my whole heart.
Yes.
And I tell you, ever since then, I've been new. I've been brand new.
Amen. I know that's right.
Oh, God.
Amen.
And it is right, because I'm going to tell you, we all been through, you know, some things, and, you know, the true fact is, you know, God is one that has never, you know, hurt us, or leave us a man, the man does.
That's right.
Yes,
you know, when I sat, and I sat and I just prayed, you know, and everybody at the job used to laugh at me. I said, no, I said, God's going to send me someone. You wait and see. He is. They kept saying, he's not going to send you nobody. You better go out. Go out to the club. Go out to the club. I'm like, no. God is going to send me somebody. You wait and see. You know? And I'm being honest with you. You know, that's what they used to say. Go to the club.
That's right.
At the club. You know, and I said, you know what? I might go to the club. But before I go to the club, I'm definitely going to keep praying.
Believe
in God. Long and behold, I did go to the club. But the day I went to the club was the day that I met Brother Rich.
And wow.
Yes. And who would have thought? Because I kept praying, you know, God, just what's going on? Just please send me somebody for me. You know, send somebody that's just for me. You know, and everybody kept saying, go to the club, go to the club. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to find no man in no club. Who does that? You know, was completely against it. And sure enough, I walk in, and he'll tell you the story. I walk in, and I see this nice-looking man with a white suit on. And I look at him at the corner of my eye, you know, and I just keep it moving and keep it moving. You know, I smile, but I wasn't going there to meet somebody. I was going there to have a good time because I had been through a lot, you know, and I had just ended a whole ordeal of a relationship. And I was like, you know what? God, just please send me somebody. And as I walk past this man, I didn't say nothing to him. I kept it moving. I didn't say nothing. And then towards the end of the night, one of his friends was dancing, and I was laughing and talking to the guy. You know, he didn't know him. We were just laughing at what somebody was doing on the dance floor. And we just happened to look and laugh. So he came up to me, and he started talking to me. And the rest from there was just history. Like, wow. Like, who would have thought? You know, they kept push me to the club, and I'm praying, like, you know what, God, please send me somebody. I keep hitting these knuckleheads, and it's just not working out, you know, and we're not on that spiritual connection. We don't have that connection that I need, and they're not living, you know, the way I need them to live in order for me to be happy with them. You know, we both have to have the same vision, and that same vision is through Christ himself. It's not, you know, through, oh, we're going to get married, have this nice fancy car, this house, this, that, and the other, you know, have this woman and that woman. No, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I want somebody God has built just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Send that person to me. And
that's right. That's right.
To me. But who would have thought that I was going to meet this nice man, you know, at the club and just start talking and then exchange phone numbers. And it was just the connection alone when we finally spoke was just the eye contact was there.
I didn't have to worry about his eye, like, drifting down at the outfit that I had on or nothing like that, you know?
Wow.
He literally, we just looked each other right in the eye, and the whole conversation was just straightforward, honestly, all from the beginning. And I needed that, you know, and as I started talking to him about what I've been through in my life and what he's been through in his life, you know, as we just started becoming closer and closer and closer. And when we saw, when I took him to church with me, you know, I just knew, like, that was my reassurance right there. I'm like, oh, thank you, God, thank you, you know, you know, thank you. You know, he's a willing participant to go, you know, and hear the word and just be very supportive, you know, to what I wanted to do. And I'm like, listen, it's going to work for you, too. Just, and he just, oh, I used to be in the choir and sing Going Up Yonder and stuff like that. And I'm looking at him, you know. I'm laughing and laughing, like, Going Up Yonder. Okay, what year was that?
You that's know, all right.
It was so funny, you know, after God working through him, it was just like, he said, I'm getting baptized. I'm like, yes, you know. And he went and he got baptized. And I'm waiting for him to press that one button so he can go on the air and share about his communion. Because, you know, today's first Sunday, and communion in the right hand of fellowship he received today. So it just goes to show you, you know, that when you let go, when you trust God, that all things will come to you, you know, in the way that he says it's going to come to you, not what man says, what he says.
Right.
You know, you just give it all to him. And that's why I tell you, Sister T, give it all to him. Let God do what he has to do. And
right.
I can tell you that for me personally, it's been when I said, you know what, I'm going to do what I have to do. God, you have a mission for me. I'm a willing participant. I'm going to do whatever you need me to do. Whatever it is, I'm going to do it. I'm coming. I'm here. And ever since I said that, things have been so positive. You know, I have my good days. I have my bad days. You know, the work stresses me out from time to time. But overall, when I start getting all stressed out and stuff with my job, one of my coping skills is I sit and I pray. I take a moment of silence. I tell the kids all the time, take a moment of silence, you know. And they laugh at me. But in all reality, I take my moment of silence. It's for myself, you know. It's my own mental state that I take that moment of silence, and it feels extremely good to be able to take a minute and reflect, you know, on everything and just pray on it. Like, I might not have the answer, but I'm going to sit and I'm going to pray, and that answer's going to come to me.
Amen.
You know, when that answer comes to me, oh, I'm going to deliver it. And
all right.
I'm thankful. You know, I'm extremely, extremely thankful. And, you know, I'm a firm believer. Just say, just let go and let God just take you on a journey that you have no control over. You know, let him just have his way and just go with it. You know, just go with it completely.
Sounds like unless God builds the house.
That's right. You like that, right?
Amen. Amen. And not only that, though, sis, what I'm assured of is that the Bible lets us know that God, the Lord will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly.
Amen.
Amen. When you do what you do for the Lord, He will always honor that. And that's when you get the desires of your heart. You don't get it. I told the Sunday school class this morning, the desires of your heart you don't get just by showing up on Sunday just because you feel it's an obligation and it's a ritual. He rewards those who diligently seek after him, and you have to be doing kingdom work. You have to be operating in the kingdom to receive the desires of your heart from the Lord.
Because
he will provide it. He has riches untold. There's no measure to what the Lord has to offer us, but we don't do it for the offering. We do it because he loves us, and we should love him back.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory
to
God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
God. Oh, nobody like you. Nobody like you. Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
well, hallelujah.
Release it when it flows. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your love. Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Nobody likes
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody.
Nobody greater than you.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Hallelujah.
Greater love than this.
Thank you, Jesus.
A man made down his life for God,
mm-hmm.
your love.
Thank
Ooh,
you, God.
God, thank you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory
glorify
to
you,
me.
Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify
hi-ya,
you.
Yes, hi-ya, yes, hi-ya,
yes,
my Savior. I love you.
Have your way, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Have your
thank
way,
you,
Lord.
God. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your love, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, yes, God.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God.
Nobody greater.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to
call a
real fan.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello? Am I on the air?
Yes.
Hey, how's everybody doing this evening?
Very
how
good, sir. God bless you. How you doing?
I am feeling so blessed.
Amen. Amen.
By the way, it's rich money. How's
oh,
everybody
no.
doing? Yes.
Yes,
I would have got baptized. Yes, oh, wow. This is just,
oh,
this is just a blessed day for me.
Yes, sir.
This is just a blessed day.
God.
But people need to, when you get baptized and you go through things, you just feel totally different. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like you started a whole new life, a whole routine. Everything just feels different. You understand? I'm not saying I was the best person from back. Everybody did dirt. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I did stuff back in the days where, before I even met Lavina a long time ago, and God bless me because I'm still here today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was in a car accident. My head got cut, got slashed open where the doctor seen my skull. You understand? I got stabbed in the arm, 1 inch from my artery.
Mm-hmm. My God. Thank you, God.
You understand? So, you know, I've been shot at. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I had guns pointed at me. You know, like I said, I've been so much dirt and, you know, sold drugs and did robberies, but it was something where God just kept me on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And my mother,
mm-hmm.
she said the same thing. My family was like, yo, you here for a reason. Because
mm-hmm.
the fact of being in the car accident and the skull, the doctor's actually seeing my skull.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get stitches inside and outside of my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You understand? And then my brother, this was with my brother, we got an argument, he threw a knife at me. And it was an inch from my artery and my arm.
Mm.
And a knife stuck in my arm. I could talk to my mother another inch, he could have been dead. Because it was right near my artery. So,
that's
you know, by getting baptized, I felt like, okay, I really put a lot of stuff behind me. I'm really blessed. You understand? Some people say they blessed. I don't know if they really, to me, I felt like this is just my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was saying I was blessed. You know, God blessed me, which he did. But after getting baptized and going through the community and everything, it was like a real true meaning to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, now I could really truly say to myself that I am blessed. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is my theory from all the stuff that I've been through back in the days. You know, I said, they say you skip death maybe once or twice, but never three times. I skipped it a couple of times. I almost died from asthma, had needles stuck all in my head, heart condition, diabetes, and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here walking. If you see me, you would think, like, hey, this is a healthy guy here. understand? But that don't mean, now don't get me wrong, I love the Lord, I pray, but that don't mean I'm going to sit there and let you down for me or disrespect me, and I'm not going to say anything to you. You understand? I'm going to let you know that. You understand? But it was such a beautiful thing, and it came to the point where I'm actually taking my kids.
All right.
Yeah. Amen.
They're going. I told the little ones today when Lavina was coming back from church, I told them, I said, y'all want to get baptized? And my 5-year-old said, Daddy, what's that? I said, we're going to go to church. It'll be a pastor. And he'll say a prayer over you, and he'll pour water over you in the church. So he said, well, let me ask Xavier about that, which is his older brother, which is only 7.
Mm-hmm.
So Xavier was like, yeah, we want to go. So okay, so y'all going to get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Older son's going to get baptized, but it's a beautiful thing. And I feel so much different. And I also feel like a whole lot of stress has been lifted off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything I want to succeed in, or we're trying to succeed in, is actually going to happen now.
Amen.
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 And, you know, I just want y'all to say a prayer for me as well and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Like, well, and I want to tell y'all, it's one part of that story Lavina didn't tell y'all.
What story? What was that?
The club.
She was coming, at the club. She was coming through the door, and
uh-huh.
She was looking. I thought she was looking at me, and she was smiling. And when I was smiling at her, she walked right by me to her friends. So she was never even looking at me.
I looked at the corner of my eye. I could tell him exactly what he had on. See, that's the difference though between men and women.
Oh, it's, boy.
You know,
here we go.
I'm being honest.
Oh, boy.
I'm being honest, okay? You can look at someone at the corner of your eye and not make eye contact, and you could tell them exactly what they had on, okay? Men feel like you have to look at them in the eye, stare at them, smile at them before you to acknowledge them.
Oh, no, boy.
You at the corner of my
eye.
Oh,
boy.
We ain't gonna say nothing about that, Mr.
Y'all like that, right?
You know, we just get blamed with a lot of things. Now we ain't observant. That's what they think. You know that I gotta start rebuking stuff. That's not right. But Brother Rich, I wanna say this, my brother, because God is so good. The greatest blessing that we can ever have in this life is a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's the greatest blessing that we have that comes from God is the relationship that we can have with Jesus Christ. And once we establish that, then God will just do what he does. But primarily, he wants us to receive that blessing.
Yes.
Amen. Which is the greatest.
That's right.
Amen. The greatest.
That's right.
None greater. I heard a song say that.
None greater. That's right. Hey, God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, he just tried to throw something in there. Did you hear him, though? I didn't look at him. Yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
I acknowledged him at the corner of my eye.
At the corner, yeah. He looked at you totally.
Yes, he did.
All right, but I ain't saying nothing. I'm not saying nothing.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, Brother Rich, you know.
Uh-huh.
We don't be, you know, noticing nothing. We ain't, you know, we a lot
mm-hmm.
of stuff. We refuting that right now in the name of Jesus. We ain't defensive. We just telling it like it is.
Not only did he look, but he made a move. So that's what that is.
See there? Give him some credit.
So
he did
come
behind the look. Yes, he did something else behind the look. He not only did he look, but he said, let me make a move. Because, you know, and that's what matters. When you start
and he
moving
kept
towards the
eye
game,
contact.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He kept eye contact. He didn't look you up and down. He kept eye contact.
Well, hey, by that point, he already knew what the outfit was. Yes.
Sister Lavina, you gave him enough to let him know I can approach him. Because he had to make sure that the door was open and he could come. So
Amen.
You gave him enough. You gave him enough to let him know I got clearance now. I can go.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
But we did, you know, we did tell him on the show that, you know, he would have a different walk, you know, his attitude, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, and I'm a witness that it's definitely different. You know, as much as he says, you know, he's not gonna let anybody down for him, he still has a different manner of
mm-hmm.
approach. The reply, the response is different than
mm-hmm.
before. You know, before instead of just, you know, like getting his point across in that kind of way, now it's more a calm, you know, respectable way of getting his point across. You know, which
praise
I
God.
Praise God, because I know when I first met him how it was, you know, how it is right
praise
now.
God.
And I commend him, you know, and I'm proud of you. You know, I'm proud of you that you decided to let go and let God just handle everything, and I'm proud of you.
And that's the only way it can happen, sis. And besides, now he operating in new power. And when you
yes.
operating under the power of God, you don't have to act like we would act normally in the world, because God got you at a level that takes you above some stuff. So
that's
you don't
right.
have to come down. You don't have to come down and muddy yourself with some knuckleheads, because that's what they want to do. I tell people the reason why that happens is they can't get to where you're at. They don't want to get to where you're at. They'd rather you come down to where they're at. But
that's
God,
true.
When he has you elevated in him and in power, you don't come down.
That's right.
That's true. That's right.
That's right. Absolutely right. Well, of course, this is the end of the show. If I can ask Pastor Butler if she would end us in prayer. Before we do that, I just want to thank all the callers, all the listeners, the special guests, and a special thanks to Minister L. Weathersby and Pastor Butler, you know, for joining us. Again this Sunday. Weathersby, I thank you, you know, because you've been opening up in prayer for me. And
amen.
I know I put you on the spot, you know, but
right.
you know,
all right,
but I do thank you. You know, I do thank you, and I thank you guys for being so committed, you know, and just working with us, you know, along the journey.
Amen.
And I just thank you guys. You know, I thank you. I thank all the callers, like I said, the listeners, and it's been a wonderful show.
Thank you, Father.
You know, the Super Bowl is on, so I'm sure everybody is tuned in. But those of you who did take a moment out to join us in Jesus Palace Spiritual Sunday is greatly appreciated.
Amen.
Minister Butler, if you want to end us in prayer, please.
Yes. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, because it belongs to you and nobody but you, O God. We glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now that you would search our hearts. Oh, God, search our hearts and take out everything that's not like you. We ask you to purify us, oh, God. Clean us up, God. Oh, God, forever keep
mm-hmm.
us before your throne of grace and mercy, God. Oh, God, for we realize that it's not about us, it's about you. And now we decrease now, God, that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Father,
mm-hmm.
you heard the petitions that have been made already unto you, God. Oh, God, for you told us to make our requests known unto you. And, God, the requests have gone up. We thank you right now. Oh, God, for hallelujah, for your healing virtue now, God. The doctors treat, God. But now that we know what the diagnosis is, God, oh,
mm-hmm.
God, sugar, diabetes, cancer, God, there is no sickness, there is no affliction that you already have not already healed and declared it to be healed. And, Father, we thank you, God, because we believe your report for the healing of our sister Shelly's mother now. We thank you, God, for turning it around right now. We thank
mm-hmm.
you, God, for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, God. Oh, God, to walk in the ways of you, God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that brings healing, that brings deliverance, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you right
thank
now
you,
for your love being released into the hearts of those that were oppressed and depressed
mm-hmm.
and burdened down. For we know now, God, hallelujah, that you are our burden bearer and our
yes,
heavy
God.
Load carrier, God, and we cast every care upon you because because you care for us, God. We even ask you now, God, that you will look on those that are in bereavement tonight. Oh, God,
yes, God,
some have lost their
Jesus.
Loved ones tonight. Continue to strengthen the McClurkin family. God, continue
mm-hmm.
to strengthen the Jenkins family and the Reed family on tonight. God, hallelujah, earth has no
hallelujah,
sorrow
Jesus.
That heaven cannot heal. Oh, God, we
mm-hmm.
continue to ask you, Father, oh, God, to order our steps, God, because you said
yes,
the steps of a good man are ordered by you, God. And as
mm-hmm.
our brother Rich Money, as he continues to walk in the statutes
mm-hmm.
and the ways of you, God, oh, God, I thank you right now.
Thank
oh, God,
Jesus.
For the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Oh,
mm-hmm.
God, we thank you now, God. Hallelujah. That his steps, hallelujah, will continue to be drawn closer to you as he grows in you in your word, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
and leading his family, God, being that man
hallelujah.
Of God as he needs to be, God. Oh, God,
mm-hmm.
we thank you right now for Minister Weathersley right now. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the ministry, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for his faithfulness, God. And, God, we know that you're going to reward him over many things. Yes, God. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm just Lavina, God, for the faithfulness, God. They continue to ask of you and not being weary in well-doing. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you said despise not small beginnings, but for God, you have great things in store.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for the connection now for Sister T right now. I thank you for the connection in ministry. And everyone
yes,
that's listening in the airwaves tonight, God, meet them where they are, God, right where they are. Hallelujah. Oh, God, do it in them, God. Do it for them now, that the angels be dispatched now. Oh, God, ministering angels, God. Oh, God, to lift up your people, God. And Father, we ask that you find and rebuke everything, hallelujah, that the enemy has sent out to try to discourage us and oppress us and, God, take us backwards. But, God, we're moving forward. We thank you for moving forward in you, and we trust you and do not doubt. And we'll be so careful to give your great name praise, glory, and honor for it belongs to you. We thank you for mending the hearts of families. Oh, God, broken relationships, yes, God. Oh, God, being mended now. We thank you for families being restored. We thank you, God, for marriages being restored. We thank you for the unions now, oh, God, and we'll be so careful to give you praise now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen, God. Thank you, Father. Thank
amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for doing it, God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for doing it, yes, God.
Thank you, God.
We give you praise, hallelujah. Praise, hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh, yes, God. Thank you for the yes praise. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Father,
for we know it is so. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hey, yes, Father. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
My heart is encouraged tonight. I called in to listen, and Lavina told me to press one, but my heart was encouraged tonight.
That's right.
Hey, my heart. So encouraged tonight. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God. Yes,
God. Everyone has a blessed and productive week.
Yes.
We look forward to speaking to all of you next week, Sunday, starting at 7 p.m. And there's no Super Bowl next week. Just saying. There's no Super Bowl next week. So we look forward to speaking to everybody next week. And
amen.
God bless you all.
Bless
you.
Bless you too, sir.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Marley,
let's go get
him. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place.
Yes,
as much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that.
Anybody ready?
Uh-oh.
Ready for his glory?
Uh-oh.
If you must seek a for life,
uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts backslide as liars. Time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear a new song?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
At first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water. Prayer calls for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
Everybody got a title,
uh-oh,
but do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take.
Give me that joy I can't explain.
I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.